This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I'm dreaming of the smell of roasting tomatoes, jalapenos, and garlic wafting through the house. This year, my tomatoes got a late start between ridiculous cold temperatures and feet of snow. Planting was more than 2 weeks late, and cooler temperatures after that didn't help. However, I do have 4th of July tomatoes that have been pretty prolific the last couple of weeks. I'll be headed to the farmer's market for some jalapenos. While I've forgotten this many times, I'll warn you, wear gloves when slicing up those jalapenos. Why do we forget those helpful hints from year to year until we're reminded the hard way? Other helpful hints that I have on gardenbite.com, so you won't forget, that will make garden harvesting easier would include having your shears or a sharp knife handy and a basket, along with a wash basin or water source nearby to rinse off those veggies before traipsing through the house. Oh, and then there's making sure your shoes are easy to get in and out of when you're carrying a basket load of produce and trying to open and shut doors. Many folks start the year with exuberance over their first veggie garden. The planting is always so much fun. We plan and dream about all those tasty veggies, and then we plant with abandon. I feel the need to caution people to start small. You can always make a garden bigger, but if you start with too much, you run the risk of overwhelming yourself and losing interest. So if you bit off more than you can chew, literally, next year scale back and enjoy. Or just plan to donate to a local food shelf. Another tip, photograph your landscape. Take pictures of the things that worked and those that didn't. If you have some hints or tips, let me know and let's share them. Find my Garden Bite Facebook page and let's talk. Send pictures too. I love seeing your gardens. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.